These readings that the church gives us to consider this week continue along in that same groove that was opened by the gospel last week when we were told to stay awake, for we know not the day nor the hour, to be vigilant. Now this parable from Matthew's gospel continues that same discourse, asking, well, what does it mean to stay awake? What does it mean to wait for the Master's return faithfully and responsibly? We're given this parable that presents Jesus as the Lord who has gone away on a journey. And in his absence, he's entrusted to us, his disciples, a certain task. And that task that he entrusts to us is none other than to recognize the gifts he's given us, to welcome them, and then to cultivate them, to make them flourish rather than hide them. So this gospel passage about the talents and multiplying the talents is not some superficial way of applauding those who know how to make a lot of profit, but rather the call to our ongoing conversion, those of us Christians who all too often are lukewarm and complacent, and we lack initiative in putting our talents to the use of the kingdom. I would suggest that from this reading, we can see two clear ways in which we can be hindered in this attempt to put our gifts to use, to multiply our talents. Many more than two, certainly, but we'll stop with two today. Jealousy and fear. The ways that jealousy and fear get in the way of our gratitude and development of our gifts. We notice here that jealousy is conspicuously absent from those servants who know how to make good use of their gifts. We hear this parable where someone is given five talents, someone's given two, someone's given one. When we encounter this seeming injustice in our own lives, we begin to get jealous. Well, why did he get five and I only got two? Or why does she have two and I only have one? Now, this word talent is conveniently has a nice double meaning here for us, whereas the way it's being used in the Gospels in the ancient world is talking about a certain sum of money. But for us, we also use the word talent, of course, to mean gifts, capacities, capabilities. So we're thinking about those talents that have been given to us by our Lord. We can think in financial terms, to stick with the parable, but also spiritual gifts, social gifts, human gifts, virtues. So often we fall into comparing ourselves to others when we think about how these talents were allotted. We all do it. Perhaps we can't help but do it, living side by side, judging by appearances of what another seems to have and what I seem to lack. And so it's good that we root out this tendency towards jealousy. Jealousy that makes us ungrateful for the gifts that we've been given. Makes us ungrateful for the gifts that others have been given. Because it leads us to looking at others more like competitors rather than brothers and sisters in this one body with a diversity of gifts. And so, this lack of jealousy in those who would make their gifts flourish is important for us to keep present. Now, if we can look at the theme of jealousy because it's absent, but implicit in this reading, we see another theme that's explicit. Something that Jesus condemns here is that fear that paralyzes us from recognizing and using our gifts. We are here again, those two servants who accept the gifts they were given and they put them to use. Jesus applauds them. He says, well done. You were faithful in these small things. Now I'll give you greater responsibilities. But the one whom Jesus condemns says it out of his own mouth, that, Lord, out of fear, I went and hid these talents because I was afraid that if I messed it up, you were going to come and punish me. Fear has this tendency to paralyze us, keep us from using our gifts. As we know, we're in the middle of football season. We think about how fear in little ways can paralyze us, can stunt our gifts. If our quarterback is playing fearfully, afraid of throwing interceptions, afraid of getting hit. Well, he doesn't enter into that fullness of his gifts. He can't make the big, courageous throw. Or another little ways, for those of us who aren't as musically gifted as our wonderful musicians who assisted Mass, well, we may sing beautifully in the shower or in the car when no one's around. But then if someone asks you to do a solo, well, then that fear comes on, the windpipe seizes up, and the gifts that you have aren't able to exit clearly. The point here is that fear has this way of dulling our gifts, of making us lose confidence in that which the Lord has given us, and make us want to go hide those gifts under the ground just to be safe. Jesus condemns this mentality in the servant who never really accepted that gift and never really put it to use. And so he invites us to a certain courage and risk and faith in the goodness of the giver who has entrusted these gifts to us. Now, if we're listening closely, this theme of fear comes up in two different ways in our readings today. We're in the first reading from the book of Proverbs that's lauding the virtuous woman. It says, beauty is fleeting and charm is deceptive, but the woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So on the one hand, we have fear of the Lord, which we know is a gift of the Spirit. It's an appropriate posture to have in front of God. That appropriate fear that lets us know that, well, God is God and I'm not. Keep us humble, that sense of awe in front of God's majesty. But we have to be careful not to let this virtuous fear of the Lord turn into a paralyzing, unhealthy fear of a false image of God that we sometimes construct like that useless servant. He fabricated this false image of his Lord that made it so he couldn't interact freely with those gifts. St. Augustine encourages us to not be anxious and fearful as we wait for the return of the Lord. He says, now we say that we love Jesus, but then if our primary sensation when we think about his return is one of fear and dread, well, what does that say about our love? So there's something of this going on in this parable today, where the fear of the Lord becomes an unhealthy paralysis that makes him bury this talent under the ground. Our Lord gives each of us talents, gifts, capacities. As we approach this Thanksgiving week, we recall that we're a people who have been about Thanksgiving from the beginning. Our very word Eucharist means just that, Thanksgiving. And so we have to have that capacity to recognize our gifts and to recognize the gifts that maybe somebody else has that I don't, and be grateful for that. And to be courageous and being willing to put those to use. We observe that these two good servants, neither of them thinks that they have to save the world by putting their talents to use. None of us is asked to save the world. Someone's already done that. And he invites us into this project by entrusting certain gifts to us. We're asked to be faithful in those small things. And if he chooses, he will then entrust greater things to us. But as we are faithful in those small things, we give thanks for the gifts he's given to us, to others. And we're truly a people who works to put our gifts to the best possible use, building up the kingdom of God, those things that are within our reach.